What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I would like to welcome you guys to another edition of the Ann Capone Show. Hope you guys are doing well, wherever you're listening from in the world. Thank you so much for joining me. And let me echo that sentiment, man. Thank you so much for everybody who came out and listened to Live from Work. You know what I'm saying? I had a little impromptu episode, you know what I'm saying, where I just was talking, man, you know what I'm saying, and it felt good to just share them things with you guys. So shout out to you guys. I hope you guys had a fantastic week, you know what I'm saying. It has been an eventful week, so let's talk about it. All right, first up on the agenda, gas prices. Yeah, I know everybody kind of feeling it at the pump, you know what I'm saying? I am too, you know. But, you know, what's the alternative? Walk? You know, people got places to be, you know what I'm saying? Things to do, jobs to go to, children to drop off at school, things of that nature, you know what I'm saying? So, looks like we're going to have to probably get used to this for a little hot minute, because it appears that this war is going to drag on and it's going to affect us, you know what I'm saying, like I was saying in my previous episode, financially, you know what I'm saying? You might not see it now, but, you know, slowly the prices of everything is going to start going up, you know what I'm saying? And I don't really understand, you know, what the deal is, honestly. I haven't really did my due diligence to find out really what this thing is about. But I just hope that our troops are not going to be sent out, you know what I'm saying, to fight another war. You know what I'm saying? I just honestly feel like that, you know what I'm saying, because it seems like America is everybody's big brother or something, you know what I'm saying. Soon as somebody else get into it, man, USA come flying in, you know, talking about what they got to do about the situation, you know what I'm saying. Just think about most of our wars, you know what I'm saying. You know, they didn't really have anything to do with us, you know what I'm saying. But those are just my thoughts on the thing. Let's keep this thing going.
I wrote a letter to myself in the form of a song I can play when the sun shines. I know better than to trust anything that I say to myself when I'm this high. Hey, 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 hey.
In. I know I don't help in the end, but I got depression again. I had a meeting at 7, I scripted and slept and then woke up at 7 p.m.
I cut my hair off like Britney,
sprinkle dust
like a pixie,
wipe my nose
like it's itchy.
I'm tatted up, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, 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 hey.
So, a huge story that's been going on here in the Mid-South, you know what I'm saying, over the last month or so, is the conditions of these Family Dollar stores, you know what I'm saying? Man, these folks done shut down about maybe 100, 150 Family Dollar stores because of rat infestation, even rat infestation at the warehouse, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of employees took videos of the conditions, you know what I'm saying? And finally, you know what I'm saying, the FDA stepped in, man, and made those folks close until they correct those issues, man, you know what I'm saying? And actually, it's affected a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, down here. Because, you know, a lot of people down here are trying to save money, you know what I'm saying? So they rely on stores like Family Dollar and things of that nature, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, save a penny here and there, you know what I'm saying? And the workers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I wonder, you know what I'm saying, what kind of plan that they have for these workers, you know what I'm saying, that was working in these conditions, you know what I'm saying? You know, are they being paid, you know what I'm saying, for their time being off or what? You know what I'm saying? It's just a real unfortunate story, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I really ain't a huge fan of Family Dollar, you know what I'm saying? Because I always felt like they were a little high to be named Family Dollar, you know what I'm saying? You know, I would find my bargains at other places, you know what I'm saying? And like, anything with the word dollar in it, you know what I'm saying? It kind of puts me on red alert, because down here in Memphis, I know anything with the name dollar in it is getting robbed. Let's put that out there. You know what I'm saying? It's getting robbed off top if it got the word dollar in it. And it's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, a couple of weeks back, my wife was going to go to a Family Dollar for something specific that she needed. You know what I'm saying? And they had just been robbed like a few minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, you know, that's my issue with the Family Dollar, but it's an unfortunate turn of events for a lot of people. It's affecting a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? So let's just, you know, keep these people that's affected by this tragedy in your prayers, man. Straight up.
Well, how about you not being under anybody's thumb, nephew?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but everybody's got to answer to somebody. And me, I answer to the man who may have disappeared, my fucking father, and who will do the same to us if we don't move this product. Now, I don't know about y'all two, but I'd like to stay alive long enough to enjoy what I've made. So from here on out, I don't want to hear anything else about kilos or prices. Y'all want to go out on your own? Fine. But do not for 1 second fuck around with what I got to do to get mine, because I promise you, there is nothing I'm not prepared to do.
In case you're wondering where that clip is from Snowfall. Know what I'm saying? Very, very intriguing show, man. It's one of the joints that I'm on right now. Know what I'm saying? Real hard and heavy. I was a little late to the party. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't start watching until like late last year. And, you know, they already, you know, in their fourth season, but I done, you know, binge watched up to this point. But this latest episode was really good, you know what I'm saying? I also have been checking out the Law and Order Organized Crime with Stabler, you know what I'm saying? I still watch SVU, you know what I'm saying? But it's not as intriguing to me as Organized Crime, man. You know, Stable got a whole little story, man. You know what I'm saying? And you'll have to dig through the crates, you know what I'm saying, to in order to understand where they at this point. But man, it's really good, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're a fan of dialogue and backstory and stuff like that, man, you know what I'm saying, that's something that you can watch. And I'm also on Power, you know what I'm saying, Force, you know, Tommy Junt, you know what I'm saying? You know, that was my favorite character, All Power itself, you know what I'm saying, Tommy. So I've been following that as well. I'm a little underwhelmed by that junt, because I guess they trying to get you so deep off in the story that not a lot has happened as of yet. It's a new episode that came out last night. I have yet to watch it though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm probably going to get on that when I get through with this here. But yeah, that's what I'm on right now.
He's trying to pull up publicity stunt. These rappers be pussy, they big once a month. Don't speak on my name, don't get put in the blunt. You can diss all you want, still won't get a response. It's still free to gang till they get out the chest. Stop beam around the bush and just get to the point. You wanna be me, I know what you want. But you ain't gotta pull no publicity stunt. Live by the gun, then you die by the gun. I ain't got the cap by the shit that I done. My nigga got bun and he went on the run. Got my roof in the trunk and my truck in the front. Dropping the ceiling, I'm thinking of dumb. Kill for a living and murder for fun. We about to pull no publicity stunt. Now we about to pull no publicity stunt. Why you diss me for publicity, nigga? Is you in the streets or an industry, nigga? Is you my fan or my enemy, nigga? My money too grown to be kidding with niggas. I beat it with niggas, play talk on the bone. One nigga didn't pay, he got stabbed and ran up. Say he my opps, try dapping me up. Give a round of applause, cause we clapping them up. Trappers are us, coming traffic with us. Don't finesse on your bitch, spend on Texas with us. Say we the reason the prices went up. I ran out from the plug and I doubled it up. The other niggas just don't know when to shut up. Better call yourself lucky if you walk on the crash. I got my arms, I can reach out and touch you. We got them singers, they sent out to Russia. Disputing, I kill like I'm Putin. Got a truck full of shooters, I move like I'm Trump. Soldiers stand off for me like I'm Obama. Try go get some gas and got killed at the pump. Say you got hits, but look, you in a slump. Say that you're rich, but you live in a dump. My Chico retarded a switch on the pump. Tell him shoot when he open, say he want a dump.
What is going on, Mr. Ann Capone? Good to see you back on here. Hopefully that rough transition is getting smoother. My background is a car mechanic, so let me know if you have any more trouble with that other van. Maybe I can help you fix it or whatnot, but I just wanted to touch down and say what's up. Hope you and your family are doing well. It's crazy. It's been almost 5 years now on Anchor. I haven't been doing much on here, but things are going well up here in Alaska. Just taking it day by day, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, man, God bless. Keep it up. Keep it pushing, and we'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Good afternoon, Tom Capone. Eddie with Melanated Rich Conversations. You're damn right, I felt I had to always work harder in any industry because of my race. But I got to a certain point and said, I did enough for me. I ain't chasing them. I'm trying to get this internet money. You dig? But yep, I felt it.
Yo, man, what's good, my guy? It's good to see you back up out on these Anchor stereo streets. You know what I'm saying? We out here busting, chopping up those and whatnot. But I see you, my guy. Snowfall is definitely the show to watch. I'm getting tired a little bit of the gangster movies and the drug game movies. But the show, Snowfall, it got me in the first season. I've been waiting for this one to finish so I can just binge watch when I have a good day off. But real talk, man. It's good to see you back out here, my guy. Let's go.
Man, shout out to PDE. Shout out, man, to Melanated Rich Conversations, man. Thank you guys for, man, chiming in on previous conversations. You know what I'm saying? PDE was speaking of the Rough Transitions episode. You know what I'm saying? And Melanated Rich was talking about a question that I posed. about racism at work, you know what I'm saying? Thank you guys, man, for chiming in, man. I appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Always, man, just for taking the time, man, to, you know, spend 30 seconds with your boy, man, is much appreciated, man. And that's for anybody who would like to call into the station, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ever want to chime in, man, and let your thoughts be heard on air, man, I got you covered, man. You know what I'm saying? Be sure, man, and leave your boy a voice message, man. You know what I'm saying? The link is in the description, though. You know what I'm talking about? And if you're new to the station, make sure, man, that you sub, man, and click the bell so you can get the newest, latest episodes, man. You know what I'm saying? And don't be scared to get this giant a 5-star review, man. You know what I'm talking about? Man, thank you for whatever platform you listening on, man. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. But your boy got to go, man. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all take it light till we talk again, man. This is Ann Capone.